and you are listening to Geek Speak. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going great. Busy day.
Yeah, it has been. Are you sure that all the phone calls were real? They're about real problems?
I don't know, because you have Poe's Law out there.
Yeah. I've noticed that nobody calls up and says, hey, come over and, like, fix my broken printer. And then when I get there, they don't go, April Fools. It's like, that just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. No, I didn't have that happen once today.
Because they know it's going to cost them $125. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, a prank at any price. So, yeah. So let's talk about Poe's Law really quick. I'd never heard of that before, but Matt was, it was kind of seemed appropriate for, appropriate for April Fool's Day.
Yes.
So what does Poe's Law read?
Let's see here. In other words, and this is from Urban Dictionary, and I'll give you, okay. Not necessarily.
I'm reading the Wikipedia version, so I'll fact check you.
All right. Excellent. Okay. We'll see if they agree with each other.
All
so
right. Good.
PC warning on the Urban Dictionary. There are some great things on there, but some of them are not appropriate.
Yeah, do not turn your kids onto it. They will never come back. So,
in other words, no matter how bizarre, outrageous, or just plain idiotic a parody of a fundamentalist may seem, there will always be someone who cannot tell that it is a parody, having seen similar real ideas from real political fundamentalists.
Oh, okay.
So,
and here's Wikipedia's take on it. That without a clear indicator of the author's intent, it is impossible to create a parody of extreme views so obviously exaggerated that it cannot be mistaken by some readers for a sincere expression of the parodied views. So, there's two different ways of approaching that,
yeah.
But you know, I think people get the idea of what we're trying to say there. So, and I understand that, I guess it kind of concerns me that, you know, we maybe have been enduring a lot of, well, some people call it fake news. It's kind of funny how, what did they say that? What's the saying? If you spot it, you got it. You know, that who is talking about fake news the most seems to be the source of a lot of fake news. But anyway, without getting too political, which I probably already did, but, that, you know, fake news, there's been some uproar over a couple of the news stories on the Soper Sun's website today.
Call in, let us know, 963-2976.
Yeah, if you have an opinion about basalt annexing Carbondale, we'd love to hear your views on that, because that is one of...
So what I want to know is, was it a hostile annexing, or was it a copacetic?
You know the people in Basalt, and you know the people in Carbondale. What do you think?
It was probably hostile.
It was probably pretty hostile. So it was, you know, one bunch on, you know, $3,500 mountain bikes and another bunch on, you know, $400 townies with stuffed animals attached with baling wire. So not to generalize or anything. We'll definitely get some phone calls now. Anyway. So that was one of the stories. There was another story about, I don't think we even talked about this one before the show, but apparently the town of Marble is working on a scientific device that will deflect the light rays and effectively provide a cloaking effect for the town of Marble, so it can just be pretty much left alone from here on out. So
seems prudent.
It's not super popular with the Ryan Vinciguerra, the owner of Slow Groovin' Barbecue, because his business model seems to be based on outside diners coming into the Marble area, which I can totally understand.
Yeah,
because I'm an outside diner that goes there. So that was. Those were just a couple of the little tidbits there. There's one other about the town of Carbondale banning energy, but it's a little bit esoteric for me, and I don't know if I can even go there. I can't even delve into it. So, what else did you have, Matt?
Well, I haven't
April 1st.
Well, you know, I've been. Knee deep in the running my business all day, so I have had very little to, you know, I called Louis earlier before the show and we're like, well, what do we want to talk about? How far down the rabbit hole do we want to go?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a really good way to do this is to, you know, I've got a bunch of really bizarre products pulled up on my computer here. And some of them.
So fake or not.
Yeah.
So real exactly. Real or April Fool's.
Yeah. We'll see if, you know, we'll discuss them and see if we think which category they go into. And let's see. Let's start out with what was the first one that I was going to do here?
Maybe the one we were talking about before the show or. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, we talked about a couple of them.
The toilet?
Well, yeah, we can talk about that. Apparently, this one's kind of an easy one to suss out. But anyway, we'll because it's pretty fun. It basically is made by Kohler Corporation, and it is a toilet that talks to you and has foot warmers. There we go. Huh. It is, let's see, you might, the Noomi might be just what you're looking for. A voice-activated toilet. It features mood lighting, a foot warmer, music playback, a deodorizer, and advanced bidet functionality with pulsate, oscillate, and wave water spray actions. So this show has really gone down the tubes, hasn't it?
It is. Are you sure it's not a Toto?
No, it's not a Toto, or it's not a church either. So, which
the Japanese take their toilets very seriously.
Oh,
very, very seriously.
Got it. So, yeah. So I guess that's real or not. What do you think? Is it real or is it not?
I think it's real.
It is real. And for only $6,000, it can be yours. So, but I got to say, it's not at the top of my list. So, let's see. The next one is, it's an emotional support. Let's see. Emotional support duck.
So a real duck or a robotic?
It's an Aflac therapy duck.
Aflac fair.
It's called My Special Aflac. Is it a robotic duck intended to help children undergoing treatment for cancer? So we shouldn't be laughing about it. But using animated movements, sounds, and emojis, it's believed the duck can help children find the ways to express their feelings around their condition. There's also the ability to administer medicine to the duck in the same way that the cancer sufferers would experience it. Okay, I'm going to just bust it out and say it's real. Okay. And so I didn't mean to make light of something for kids for cancer. That was... I could be taken to task for that. Let's see.
Interesting.
The Somnox robotic pillow.
Robotic pillow.
Uh-huh.
So does it like massage your head, or does it it's like a white noise generator, or?
It replicates the sensations of sleeping alongside and snuggling up to a human. I wonder if does it kick you in the middle of the night?
Yeah,
does it steal the covers is the question.
It's
a giant bean-shaped cushion full of sensors and motors.
So I've seen things similar to that one, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say it's probably real.
It is real.
So
yeah.
You're listening to KDNK on,
Geek Speak on KDNK, 970-963-2976. Call us if you have a special gadget that you want us to
to
guess if it's real or
do a
not,
pitch.
You know, exactly. So let's see. The next one is how about this? The T-Mobile's phone booth. The mobile edition E phone booth. And so if you're looking for a public place to take and make calls or browse your smartphone in peace, you can use the Mobile Edition E, which is a portable fortress of solitude. It enables you to enjoy your smartphone without the real world interrupting.
So, does it block out the other carriers as well so they can't use it?
You know, they don't go technically that far into it. But, you know what I think is interesting is that you know, it won't be too long before there's going to be a generation of people who will see a phone booth and go, what is it?
It's a tortoise.
Exactly.
A TARDIS.
Yeah. And I guess, if it weren't for the whole Superman,
yes.
storyline,
yeah,
they would have no idea about it.
Well, yeah. Or so. Doctor Who. One or the other.
So what do you think about the photo, T-Mobile phone booth E? I think that's real or fake.
I think that's a little too fanciful.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not very good at this. Let's see.
Yeah. There has to be an ounce of truth in there somewhere.
Indeed.
That's how you. Yeah. That's how you make the big deal.
See, the thing is, though. I mean, I could totally see that. I mean, like, you're at the mall, mm-hmm. and you're like, you just want a quiet place to talk on the phone. I mean, I think it'll happen. Quite honestly. They'll probably have phone booths, and they'll probably have, different carrier branded, and it'll have probably enough to cook your brain, enough signal inside the booth. You go in and
you can warm your burrito and have a conversation.
Exactly.
On your phone.
Have a conversation, warm up your cup of soup. And, anyway, so I actually think that one may be on the list of April Fool's tech gadgets, but I truly would not. I mean, I would not bet against that, being something that you'll definitely see on the line. So here is one. We had talked about this a little bit before the show, without crossing into any of these seven words that can't be used on the radio or television, that Britain has proposed a porn ban. So you said you'd heard about this a little bit.
I always hear whisperings of things like this. Somewhat often, so it's usually either the UK or Australia is trying to, block indecent topics on the internet, which it's almost impossible to do that. I really prefer the internet to be a free and open exchange of information, regardless of my political or other views on said topic.
Got it. So, so what do you think? Real or fake?
Huh? You have to go get a little.
That's the thing. You're cheating because I told you about the little cards. So all right. So anyway, the deal is you have to go and buy, kind of the equivalent of scratch tickets to access porn sites from the newsstand, I guess, down at the corner, is the proposal. So anyway, the story, is this real or is this fake? So there's a group. Have you ever heard of the VR Bangers? Do you know what that is? These are guys who,
are they getting brawls using virtual reality?
No, there's apparently some sexual use for virtual reality goggles. I'm not even going to go there. But so anyway, there's a group who call themselves the VR Bangers, and they basically came out with a set of gift cards. They're actually, commemorative pornography access gift cards for April Fool's Day. So the question would be real or fake.
Well, with Article 11 and 13 being passed in the European Union, I might have to go for real.
It is real, yes.
So, oh my goodness!
Yeah,
wow!
And it's pretty awesome that now we know what a VR banger is.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who listen to Geek Speak a lot can look forward to certain amount of discussion about that phenomenon.
Yes,
without getting too in depth.
Yeah. And on a more serious day, we'll talk about Article 11 and 13 of the European Union.
Why don't you touch on one of them? Tell us about one of them. What's Article 11?
So they've been working on this for a long time, and basically, it's the way it's the copyright holders. So if you even make a hyperlink to a copyrighted work, you're in violation of European Union law now.
Mm.
So. And if the hyperlink, basically, anytime you hit that little, if they haven't done anything.
In other words, if you're citing it, is that?
If you're writing a blog
you're
and you
footnoting it, or
footnoting anything, okay. You have to you know, contact the holder and get permission and probably pay a fee, you know, there's a fee structure associated with it. So you're going to have to pay money to link to that content.
Wow.
As opposed to what you do now where, you know, in most cases, if you link to the content, they want you to do that.
They're happy about it.
They're happy about it because they're going, oh, somebody's blog linked to, our, you know, it gives us more trust and credibility. And
so do we know for sure that the people who are being linked to are like actually in favor of this, or is this just
The big media conglomerates
just like
are
a big
in favor
thumbing
of
your nose at England thing, you know?
I need to read up on it more. I saw it a couple weeks ago, and it's okay. It's a real mess.
Got it.
I'll be curious to see. So, Colin, got a few more minutes. 963-2976.
I'll tell you, man. Time flies when you're talking about real versus fake.
So, yeah, it goes along pretty quickly.
So, real or fake? This is called the Helite hip air. As we get older, we become increasingly likely to take a tumble. We're less steady on our feet, our reaction times slow, and our bodies become more brittle. When you fall hard, and it becomes more and more difficult for our bodies to recover. The Helite hip air may look a bit cumbersome and clumsy, but like some of the other entries in this list, it comes with a good purpose in mind. Worn above the hip like a belt, it features constantly scanning sensors that are on the lookout for signs of an impending fall, should it recognize them. It'll near instantly deploy two airbags, one on either side of your hips, to break the impact. It looks a little silly, but if it means the difference between time in the hospital and a lengthy recovery, it could be really useful.
That's no joke. That's at least with the older crowd.
You are aware of such a thing?
Well, so I've seen a inflatable helmet that does the same thing. So there's you wear this thing around your collar, and if you're biking, and it detects that you might be falling to the ground, it has this airbag that comes up over your head that looks like a giant hood.
Wow.
And protects you from it. So
wow, that's crazy. You know, yes, that is real. As I was reading it, I'm going, I'm going to totally stump him on this one. There's no, especially when they got into the, because I mean, I could see wearing this thing around your waist with these big bags of air. I was actually thinking that if you filled them with helium, that would even work better because you'd be less likely to fall. You know, you may lose your footing, but you just kind of
gives you a little more
float, you know,
uh-huh.
Until you get a chance to get your bearings and get back on your feet.
Oh, so you wanted like a giant, like helium balloon.
Well, especially when they said Helite.
Helium. Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought they were totally going there, but I guess there's a helium shortage too. So
yes,
that would be considered a frivolous use of helium. Probably.
I do consider most uses of helium frivolous.
Yes. Except for inhaling it and talking like Alvin and the Chipmunks. That is the only legitimate, as far as I'm concerned, the only legitimate use for it.
Oh,
so.
And the superconducting super magnets, cooling them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the helium needs to go.
Yeah.
Superconducting super magnets.
Yeah. Got it. So, yeah, that was kind of a fun one there. You know, I was going to mention, without giving too much of a blatant shout out, I have a client who has an invention that it actually kind of falls into the same category. And, you know, he's not big and rich and powerful and, you know, he's basically making them in his kitchen. But basically it's a collar that it has like two different types of, there's four segments to it and it goes around your neck like a cervical collar. And the idea is that all traumatic brain injury happens as a result of inflammation inside the skull pushing on the brain and basically causing lack of blood flow in those parts of the brain because of the inflammation. So the idea, what do you do for inflammation?
Take an antidepressant.
Yeah, ice it. Was one of the ways. And so basically the way this collar works is it's got four compartments and each one of them has two different chemicals in it. And it's just like those things you break and put in your hand warmers, you put in your gloves, except it does the opposite. And so you basically, you know, activate the four sections of it, put it around your neck and attach the Velcro and it butts right up against the bony part of your skull. And then that transmits the cold all the way around your head. So it just, and that's not an April Fool's joke. That's a real thing. So it's called the Zero Collar. And so if anybody Like I said, it's not a big corporation. It's just a local guy with a great idea who's trying to get by. And this is not a paid endorsement. So let's see here. What else do we have here? Okay. The thumbs up drone dog walker will take your daily dog's walk off your hands if you're too busy. Your pup gets a little nervous at the idea. Just use the microphone and camera embedded in the drone to talk to your pet along the way.
All right. I know the dog to test this with. He's 150 pounds, and he's not full grown yet.
Okay. Are you saying you'd need, like, to put studded tires on the drone for that?
He'll probably be, like, 185 or 190 when he's...
Okay. So well, yeah, I'm sure that they're going to have different sizes of the drone rated for different size dogs.
So you have the octocopter for the 200-pound dog.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
you have the little...
The going gets tough, you can just do a full lift, you know, a full extraction of the dog. So what do you think, real or fake?
Oh, it sounds silly enough. I'm going to go with real.
It's fake.
Oh, darn it. Now I'm gonna have to make it real. So who has a drone with a 200-pound lift capacity?
I don't know. Doesn't my son-in-law have one of those?
I'll have to ask. I'll see him tomorrow.
All right. Okay, so let's see what else we got. This is kind of fun. We should do this more often. Okay. Magic smart toothbrush. As a kid, when all you want to do is eat chocolate and play video games, brushing your teeth could feel like such a chore. Why care when these milk teeth are going to drop out anyway, right? But for anyone who's ever had to deal with a cavity can attest to, it's best to get into good brushing habits at an early age. The Magic Smart Toothbrush turns the whole thing into a fun exercise, making brushing your teeth into an augmented reality game that can be played on an iPhone or iPad. Your little ones will have pearly whites, and they'll be enjoying themselves while polishing them up, too. Real or fake?
So does it polish through the enamel?
It doesn't get into the... it doesn't really specify how much torque is involved. Yeah.
No, I was making a joke of having it gamified to the point where somebody would, you know, be, you know, brushing their teeth for 3, 4, 5 hours.
I'm sure
straight.
It's probably got like a screen time limitation.
It's got some parental controls. I would hope so.
Yeah.
So you can't get that... gamified toothbrush addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go with fake.
That one's real.
Oh, darn.
Yep. We're knocking them down now, boy. Woohoo. All right. Let's see. This next one is called the head case, and it is a helmet containing a microchip specifically for cats to protect their heads when they go to and from a cat flap. What is a cat flap?
Is that like a dog door? Is that British? Is that British for a cat door? A dog door, but for cat?
Ooh, that's probably what it is. But I was thinking maybe it was like, you know, their word for a cat fight. So it's a pretty short description.
English is complicated.
Let's see if I can follow this link without violating any copyright laws.
Yeah, in Europe, it's okay. I don't know the extradition for violations here.
Well, they have their own website. But so what do you think? Real or fake?
They have their own website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So either somebody has too much time on their hands or it's real.
It's fake.
Oh, no.
What better way to like make something seem real than to have a website for it?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
It's.
I just couldn't put it past somebody gluing a microchip on a cat's head to open a door for them.
Yep. All right. So our last one here is this one is titled, and you're going to love this because it's great for us geeks, Green Energy for Data Centers. Hive Managed Hosting has tapped into an unexplored area for energy generation with the launch of Quad Kinetic, an exercise system which transforms your workout into green kinetic energy to power your data center.
So I haven't heard about data centers, but I've heard of...
workstations.
Workstations
on a treadmill.
Workstations on a treadmill. Well, 300 watts. That's a lot of power for a human to make. That's right at the limit.
Yeah.
So you need a very efficient workstation to get your work done.
Yep.
So I'm gonna go with fake.
You're right. It is fake. But the story was very badly written, and I'm gonna basically have to hit him back and tell him to come back next year and try a little harder.
Yep.
So anyway. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So happy April Fools, everyone. Mm-hmm. Have a great week.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK.
Go out and get a helmet for your cat.
Yep, go get a helmet. or inflatable pouches for your loved ones.
Crash pad, helium balloons for your hips. So
have a great week. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Matt will be back with a guest host. I'm gonna be off the reservation.
Off grid.
I'll be back in a month. So take care.